It is time once again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And if you are a student in this school, you can now be part of class number 583. We're looking at a Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of May the 4th, 1924. And this particular lesson is on the Assyrian exile of Israel. So you may want to turn to 2 Kings chapter 17. Now, as I was looking at this lesson in our last class session, we were talking about the dynasties and the length of the kingdom of Israel. And we noted that there were 19 kings over northern Israel. That first king was named King Jeroboam, and we read about him in 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 30 through 40, about how this kingdom began. And so I want to read that to you. Before I do, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. And so, let's now look at our text. 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 30 through 40. It says that Ahijah laid hold of the new garment that was upon him, and rent it in 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, "Take thee 10 pieces, for thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel, Behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and will give 10 tribes to thee. But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. Because that they have forsaken me, and have worshipped Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Zidonians, Chemosh, the goddess of Moab, Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon. And they have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in my eyes, to keep my statutes and my ordinances, as did David his father. Howbeit, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince all the days of his life for David, my servant's sake, whom I have chosen to keep my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and will give it unto thee 10 tribes. And unto his son I will give one tribe, that David my servant may have a lamp alway before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen to put my name there. And I will take thee, and thou shalt reign according to all that thy soul desireth, and he shall be king over Israel. And it shall be, if thou wilt hearken unto all that I command thee, and will walk in my ways, and do that which is right in mine eyes, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, then I will be with thee. I will build thee a sure house, as I built for David, and will give Israel unto thee. And I will, for this, afflict the seed of David, but not forever." Solomon sought therefore to kill Jeroboam. But Jeroboam arose and fled into Egypt unto Shishak, king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. So you see what God promised Jeroboam? Why, he would establish his kingdom like David. But Jeroboam refused to obey God. And instead of his family continuing on the throne, there were 9 different dynasties that occupied that throne. The kingdom never turned from the calves and sins of Jeroboam, although it was much worse than at times. According to the ordinary chronology, the kingdom continued about 254 years. Others put its duration a little less. This history demonstrates that a nation, as an individual, will reap what it sows. This lesson gives the cause of the downfall and the captivity of the 10 tribes. Now the kingdom of Judah continued after Israel fell to the Assyrians for about 136 years, until the destruction of Jerusalem. We read about that in 2 Kings 25, and we'll pursue that in more detail in another lesson that is to come. As there were 19 kings over the kingdom of Israel, there were 19 kings over Judah, and one queen, the usurper, Athaliah. In all of this, though, over the kings of Judah, there was but one dynasty. It was the dynasty of David. All the kings of Judah were the family of David, as God promised. And Christ, on the throne in heaven, was of the tribe of Judah and of the family of David. This takes on great importance in the New Testament, in that first gospel sermon, in Acts chapter 2, verses 29 through 36. Peter preached, "Brethren, may I say unto you freely of the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us unto this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins he would set up one upon his throne, he foreseeing this spake of the resurrection of the Christ, that neither was he left unto Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus did God raise up, whereof we are all witnesses, being therefore by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he hath poured forth this which ye now see and hear. For David ascended not into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies the footstool of thy feet. Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom ye crucified." We also read about this in Paul's preaching in Acts chapter 13, verses 34 through 36. Paul said, "And as concerning that he raised up him from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, if he has spoken on this wise, I will give you the holy and sure blessings of David. Because he said also in another psalm, thou wilt not give thine holy one to see corruption. For David, after he had in his own generation served the counsel of God, fell asleep, and was laid unto his fathers, and saw corruption. But he whom God raised up saw no corruption. Be it known unto you, therefore, brethren, that through this man is proclaimed unto you remission of sins. And by him every one that believeth is justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses." Now let's talk about the cause of the downfall of this kingdom. And we're going to return again to 2 Kings chapter 17 and look at some of these passages verse by verse. We read in 2 Kings chapter 17 and verse 1, "It was in the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, began Hosea the son of Elah to reign in Samaria over Israel, and he reigned 9 years. Hosea was the last king of Israel. He began to reign in the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, and reigned 9 years before the overthrow of his kingdom. His name is identical with that of Hosea the prophet, and it means salvation. This was the name of Joshua at the first, according to Numbers chapter 13:8, Numbers chapter 13:16, and Deuteronomy 13:44. Until so changed to the name Joshua, that word means Jehovah is salvation. And I think it is of interest that Jesus in the New Testament is the Greek name for the Old Testament name Joshua. That very name Jesus means Jehovah is a salvation. So that name Hosea was used several times in the Old Testament. But we should not confuse this Hosea, the king of Israel, with that Hosea, the prophet. We read in 2 Kings chapter 17 and verse 2, "And he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, yet not as the kings of Israel that were before him." Hosea was contemporary with King Hezekiah for 6 years. Hosea did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, not as the kings before him. What we read in Isaiah and Micah of the prophesyings in Judah, and Amos and Hosea, and had delivered their prophecies against Israel before this time. Hosea 11, 5 through 7, and verse 13 and 16, and Amos chapters 8 and 9, foretold of the downfall of Israel. And so in 2 Kings chapter 17 in verse 3, "Against him came up Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, and Hosea became his servant and brought him tribute." Well, it is true that Hosea was an evildoer, and the people had reached that condition which brought them their final destruction before God. And God had warned them about this in the book of Leviticus chapter 26, and in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, in the law of Moses, we see where God warned them, but they did not heed. In 2 Kings chapter 17 in verse 4, we read that the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hosea, for he had sent messengers to So, king of Egypt, and offered no tribute to the king of Assyria as he had done year by year. And therefore the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Hosea was first conquered by Shalmaneser, the king of Syria. But then he conspired against Shalmaneser, and Shalmaneser shut him up, which is a word that means he bound him in prison, and then invaded the country and besieged Samaria for 3 years. We read in 2 Kings 17 in verse 5, "Then the king of Assyria came up through all the land and went up to Samaria and besieged it 3 years. And in the ninth year of Hosea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria and placed them in Halah and on the harbor, the river Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes." The two tribes and the half-tribe east of the Jordan had been carried away into captivity before this. And now all Israel is carried away into Assyria, into the countries that are mentioned. We can well imagine the sad and sorrowful scene of the whole population of a country of men, women, and children, with their wagons and flocks and herds driven along before their captors into foreign captivity. This would have been to the northern tribes of Israel their trail of tears. But we read in 2 Kings 17, 5, "It was so because the children of Israel had sinned against Jehovah their God, who brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods." It's because of the iniquities and abominations of these nations that God cast them out of Palestine and forbade the Israelites in making any covenant with them and in marrying among them. And we read in Exodus 23, 2 Kings 11, and many other passages. And so we read in verse 9, "And the children of Israel did secretly things that were against Jehovah their God, and they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fortified city." They broke God's covenant and adopted idolatry and the licentious worship and immorality. We'll follow this with another lesson.